This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Called Events studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. A bit of disclosure, if I may. I have been under general anesthesia twice. I've had a couple of brain concussions, all mild. I have a background in the martial arts, in the military, in the route delivery business, and in media. I am not old, and I am certainly not young. I am seasoned to a degree, and I've been trying all day to get my brain wrapped around my seasoned, experienced brain wrapped around this latest bit of liberal lying. Earlier this year, the Clinton campaign leaders were on every available news forum in the country, assuring us that even if Hillary had used her Chappaqua bathroom server to conduct the business of the nation, there was no harm because there was no evidence that anyone had hacked that totally vulnerable repository of state secrets. All the way back to the Whitewater scandal, we've been hearing that first line of defense from the Clintonian lexicon. There is no evidence. That is sometimes proven to be true, because the Clintons long ago surrounded themselves with a picket of legal gunsels who have proved quite adept at burying incriminating documentation. And there are some out there that say witnesses as well. So we were pounded with the Democrat talking points that no emails have been hacked and no harm had been done. So just move along. Nothing to see here. I seem to recall security experts at the time opining that there was no way an unsecured server in Bill's bathroom could not have been hacked by even minimally competent Foreign Security Services, reports that were roundly ridiculed by the Democratic sock puppets. You remember when the Dems were insisting that it was laughable that the Russians could be in possession of all those emails residing in the Clinton crapper? But now we know that WikiLeaks possibly has access to everything that was on that illegal homebrew server, and it's releasing it to the public in its digital version of Death by a Thousand Cuts. What a difference has occurred now in the Democrat position. Now, remember, we were told there was no harm that could come from the home server. Now we're being told by those same Democrat sock puppets who denied so vehemently that the Russians could conceivably be in possession of Hillary's emails that we can't possibly believe the content of those emails being released by WikiLeaks because the Russians have altered their contents to reflect badly on Clinton because Vladimir Putin is Donald Trump's BFF and is interfering in the American election process on his behalf. Some of you out there now that may be listening to me now are going to vote for this disgustingly inconsistent, incompetent, and insidious political thug. You want to put her in charge of the country? Please pull over and stop driving your car. You do not need to be allowed to drive. There's a term for folks like you, you know. But I'm not going to judge. I'm not going to judge. So which is it? Was there never going to be any harm? Or how is it that nobody, well, I think a few people are calling them out on this. And I know that Jake Tapper is beating him up, which that's got a sting coming from the Clinton News Network. I know that Joe Scarborough all of a sudden is finding his renewal on MSNBC. I think I read something. Did Chris Matthews of MSNBC actually endorse Donald Trump? So now the question has to be asked, because we've been hearing this all along, and we're going to get into this in the next segment. Well, later in the show, anyway. The question's been being asked over and over again by the Never Trumpers. Couldn't we find someone better to represent the Republicans in this historic election? Well, let's see. Except for some boorish talk about women and their body parts, Trump hasn't done anything. What they are trying to do, they're trying to say that the FBI needs to investigate Trump for connections to Russia. The problem is that Hillary Clinton has deposit slips from Saudi Arabia. Okay? From when she was Secretary of State. She has emails up. She has tens of thousands of emails laying around, laying out the graft that she's been involved in. Pay for play. All the favors curried. And Hillary Clinton is the one that put the deal together to sell the uranium rights to the Russians. Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, have taken money from Russia. So while they're out there saying, well, there's a connection. Well, golly gee, guys, there is a paper trail for you guys. It's not implied. You're obviously projecting. I mean, what kind of mental illness can somebody possibly have all of this stuff coming to light and get on TV? I saw her ranting and raving on somewhere that was, it's hilarious. It's hilarious to watch this old lady get out there. And you know what? I'm going to be there one day too. Just don't call me old lady. I'll be old man. But to watch this old lady out there ranting and raving about negativity this, negativity that, while at the same time President Barack Hussein Obama somewhere saying, well, we're going to lose all this progress. He'll be turning the clock back. Well, you know what? We don't need voters without borders. We don't need a hemispheric union. We don't need climate change mandates. There's a lot of things we don't need. And you've been shoving them down our throat for the last 8 years. And you know what? I think the country's tired of them. I think the country's about to shift. And the fact that, you know, Hillary's making it easy. Hillary is making it easy. Everybody wants to, you know, they'll vote for Trump. They're going to vote for Trump. And then a lot of people are going to go into a slumber. So the second week in January, then they might wake up and say, oh, thank God. That, you know, after the election, if Trump wins, everybody's going to have a Merry Christmas. That's my prediction. If Hillary wins, Hillary will be in a position to where if she is investigated and indicted as president, she could pardon herself. How is that going to work? Is Congress going to let that sit? But if you're still thinking about voting for Hillary at this particular juncture, folks, please, please pull off to the side of the road. Quit driving your car. There's a term for you. I'm not going to use it because it's not my place. Sorry. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to Brotherhood.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. Studio. Let's change that. How about that? This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by, let's get to all the pertinent information, shall we? AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. And for those of you who may be concerned that Ammunition Depot may run low, let's welcome Kraken Pop. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Kraken Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Kraken Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. KrakenPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. KrakenPop.com. Go check them out. The Kraken Pop Lock and Load Project will be beginning soon. Now, coming, I just noticed this, and I think Steven was trying to call me to tell me about this, but I'm going to go ahead and go with this because I just noticed this. From the pages of both Ammo Land and Arbalest Quarrel, we get this. In the November 3rd, 2016 issue of United Federation of Teachers, a New York City affiliate of the American Federation of Teachers, the editorial board of the publication posted comments to an article that appeared in the September 8th, 2016 edition of its publication, Teacher. The title of the article is Hillary, an Ally Worthy of Your Vote. The author of the article, RTC chapter leader Tom Murphy, urges UFT members, as the title of the article makes plain, to vote for gun banner Hillary Clinton. Tom Murphy says Clinton, the Democrat Party nominee for U.S. president, supports American labor, suggesting that Donald Trump, as a Republican and as the Republican Party nominee for U.S. president, does not. Well, the first thing I would think is that Donald Trump's actually hired union people building buildings, is, you know, especially in New York City. You know, all kinds of unions getting involved in that one. Hillary Clinton has never hired one of them except, you know, maybe work for her. Now, Stephen D'Andrilli of Arbalest Quarrel, he was a licensed New York teacher, and he receives the UFT publication Teacher. He often comments on the articles posted in Teacher, and he does so whenever it's necessary to set the record straight. And if there's anybody more vehement about fighting liberalism than the aforementioned Mr. D'Andrilli, I don't know who it would be. So, the UFT editorial board published Stevens' reply to Tom Murphy's September 8, 2016 article, but did so changing the comment, and Stephen wasn't aware of this and never authorized the changes. The last two paragraphs of his comment, as published in Teacher, was heavily edited, and the last paragraph of the comment was deleted altogether. The unauthorized editing by the editorial board dilutes the strength of Stephen's message, warning UFT members of the danger posed by a Clinton presidency. The unauthorized editing also explains why Stephen's comment appears oddly truncated at the end, as published in Teacher. Clearly, the UFT editorial board intended to dilute Stephen's message before allowing it to be sent to the members, who number in the tens of thousands. And, you know, not a big surprise for the leadership of the American Federation of Teachers, of which the UFT is an affiliate. They have also endorsed Hillary Clinton for U.S. president. So, Stephen's unedited comment is sent to the UFT publication reads, this responds to Tom Murphy's article titled Hillary, an Ally Worthy of Your Vote. But is she? Mr. Murphy assumes Clinton supports labor, suggesting Trump does not. Yet big money supports Clinton, not Trump. Sanders points to the obvious incongruity of Clinton's relationship with billionaires. Clinton says she doesn't support the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Pact, but previously said she did. She referred to it as the gold standard of trade deals. She helped draft it. Free trade deals benefit international capital, not American labor. President Obama and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce support them. American unions do not.
They've devastated American labor. Trump never supported them and won't sign them into law. Clinton will. No political analyst doubts that. Hillary Clinton's inconsistent messaging isn't the only reason she isn't worthy of your vote. A more insistent reason exists. Evidence supports a finding that Hillary Clinton is a criminal. She mishandled classified defense information. This violates 18 U.S.C. S-793. She lied to the FBI. That violates 18 U.S.C. 1001. The Clinton Foundation accepted bribes in return for State Department favors. That violates 18 U.S.C. 201. They're all felonies. Although the FBI doesn't recommend indictment, that doesn't mean Hillary didn't break federal law. She did. Yet the mainstream media mercilessly attacks Trump, not Clinton. The FBI, though, never had cause to investigate Trump for criminal wrongdoing, only Clinton. A person under a cloud of committing felonies isn't worthy of any American vote for U.S. president. That's unseemly, even grotesque. I'll have to find out how much they edited that one.
What kind of a parallel universe do most of these people live in? What kind of parallel place can you possibly exist where you look at that, you look at everything that's going on and go, she's ready, she's qualified, and she knows what to do.
Okay
then. You know what? I watch a vlog from a kid. And he put out a vlog about who he's voting for and why he's voting for her. And I'm going to put out a vlog just in response to that, simply because that's what he said. He said that she's got the experience and she knows what to do. She knows what she's doing. Well, I'm not looking for her kind of experience, though, okay? I'm really not. And I'm not looking for a Boy Scout. I'm looking for somebody that is rough around the edges, that knows how to get something done, that doesn't care how he gets it done, that is utterly ruthless. When we need them to be utterly ruthless. Because we've had enough of these Marquise of Queensbury rules. I'm ready for some, cage matches. I'm ready for some judicial, legislative cage matches. And I'm ready for the guy that's going to, be in there throwing the haymakers. And that's Trump. So, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. I sounded like I was from the old country just then. This is Lock and Load. Anyway, portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Indeed it is. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Still got 50 million rounds on hand. No need to wait. You know what I think? We need to all get on board with Farnham's Code. Coming from the desk of John Farnham, you can find it at Ammo Land. We all need a dose of Farnham's Code. We all need to adopt it. Some of us already have most of the elements anyway. So here is Farnham's Code. Now, in your speech, be clear and brief and speak in complete sentences. Get to your point quickly. In this world, the only thing more boring than someone who won't come to the point is someone who keeps talking after he's made his point. In your relations, be relentlessly trustworthy and honest. Where there is trust, no proof is necessary. Where there's none, no proof is possible. Getting it in writing will not make much of a difference. In your presentation, be modest and humble. Boasters and braggarts are a bore. And they never make themselves welcome. In your conflicts, Show respect to all, but grovel before none. Be prepared to do what is true, good, and right, even if it is not understood or popular. In your work, be of good service. Live to advance your art. Seek to do more than merely occupy space. Civilization needs to benefit from your presence. In yourself, don't pretend. Confront facts, even ugly ones, squarely and honestly. Don't con your friends. Don't con yourself. Dream worlds are always anguished and very short-lived. In your struggle, confront the fact that you are less than perfect. Strive to minimize your blemishes. Against your last day, make sure your flaws die before you do. And this, I think, he rips from Tecumseh. In your death, as the mail comes in your death, be not like those whose hearts are filled with fear, so that when their time comes, they weep and whine, because they are unacquainted with the true way and they have no hope. Sing your death song only once, then step across the great divide, never looking back, like a hero going home. I like it. Everybody should like it. We should all be liking it. The Democrats, who don't know Farnham's cover. And I made reference to this not too long ago. The Never Trump folks, the Williamsons and the Romneys and the Bushes and all these people, the Kasichs, they were all moaning that any other Republican could have beaten Hillary Clinton. And now the Clinton supporters have got to be wondering if another Democrat could have beaten Donald Trump. I've been in this from the get-go. I as far as anybody that wants to, here's what you got to know about anybody that wants to be president. They are egomaniacs, each and every one of them. Each and every one of them. I mean, they're very full of themselves. That's item number one. Item number two, they're only going to be as good as their staffs, which tells you how good Hillary is. It is my hope that as a manager that has built gigantic billion-dollar things, that Trump looks at this and says, I have to surround myself with a good team. A good manager does this. I'm hoping that he can carries that over into government. So I've been in this from the beginning. Trump was hitting the nerves. He was picking it up and doing it right. He tapped into something. Every other politician could have tapped into it. Every other Republican could have done it. All of you Cruz fans and Rubio fans and Walker fans and Perry fans, all of them, all of those guys could have done something like Trump, but they didn't. So when Trump was the last man standing among a batch of senators and governors and a former congressman and a neurosurgeon and a clever and gifted businesswoman, lots of people made the decision to support him. He won, and he is the candidate, and he may win despite an unprecedented barrage of ridicule and smear and bias from the Republican side. Those who enabled Hillary Clinton by bailing from what they perceived to be a sinking ship. Except the ship is picking up steam. Now, the Republicans, in some cases, they might have been right. You know, possibly another candidate would have bettered Hillary Clinton. The initial Comey report gave her a pass, and her misdeeds were airbrushed by the media obsessed with Trump's vulgarity and the accusations against him. But now the tide has turned, and the reopened investigation by the FBI is casting a pall over everything. Even the biased media are taking note of the ethical and moral bankruptcy of Hillary Clinton, and bashing Comey cannot clear her reputation. It's toast. Now the polls are trending against her. She was the odds-on favorite. Can you imagine being in a room with her right now? She was the odds-on favorite. Her coronation was set. Primaries for the Democrats were a joke. She needed a tip from Donna Brazile to beat Bernie Sanders, right? Apparently, the hacked emails from John Podesta included a message from Ms. Brazile. On the day before a CNN-sponsored Democratic primary debate in Flint, Michigan in March, it reads, one of the questions directed to HRC tomorrow is from a woman with a rash. But now the question is, which Democrat could have won against Trump? Lincoln Chafee? a political tranny from Rhode Island who was for prosperity through peace. Larry Lessing. Martin O'Malley, governor of Maryland, whose impressive campaign slogan was Stand Against Hate. And former Senator James Webb, a decorated veteran and political maverick. Hillary put them all away. Bernie Sanders put up a fight. Gratified by the me millennials and culminated with, I have come here to make it clear as possible why I'm endorsing Hillary Clinton and why she must become our next president. So who's left in the world of the left? Joe Biden, Tim Kaine, Blumenthal, Chuck Schumer, Elizabeth Warren, Al Gore, anybody? Is there no centrist in the mold of Joseph Lieberman? Bob Menendez, possibly? All the predictions were that the GOP was headed for a permanent and resounding defeat, and the truth is that the Democratic Party is a shipwreck, completely devoid of anything. You look at who was standing the other day amongst when all the Republicans up there, that's where the youth is. That's where the diversity is. But, you know, you look at the you look at the Democrats and it's a bunch of old people. Yeah. Hillary was their only hope after this disastrous administration. And if they lose, all the biased network and print media will go down in the wake of all of this. They're all there with Hillary. Weaker together. Weaker together. Going down. Oh, most certainly they are. Nobody trusts her. Nobody knows what to make of her. Her reputation was already in a shambles. Now it's ruined. And all the possible specter would be that she can maybe pardon herself in the event that criminal indictments come up. We'll be right back.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150NY, P-150OK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Going to the phones. Craig in Pennsylvania, yes, sir.
How you doing, Bill?
I am just trying to cope, you know, doing a little radio show. Back.
Hey, I was eating lunch here in this gun-free zone here on my smartphone and looking at Facebook, and I saw something kind of shocking. There was this professor from Southern State Community College in Ohio, and he made a thread on Facebook to go and shoot up the NRA headquarters in Virginia. Did you ever happen to see that one?
Oh, yeah. I talked about it extensively. Yeah. Yeah, I talked about that cat. Their proclivity for violence is interesting.
And what's interesting is there's a former student to the community college when reported to the authorities, and now he's in a whole lot of trouble.
Well, yeah, he should be in a whole lot of trouble. That's considered a terroristic threat. I mean, he's lucky. He'll be lucky if he doesn't serve any time. I haven't checked on that because that happened a little bit back there. But unless it's a new one,
June.
Yeah.
Is Sean on tonight?
Yeah, next hour. Yes, sir.
Hey, you should ask him for an update on that and see if he knows anything about that.
Well, you know, he's an NRA board member. He would know. So, I mean, there's no telling when he might be sitting in the NRA office and suddenly some demented college professor who doesn't know which end of the weapon to stick to his shoulder and starts slamming on something he thinks is a trigger is going to bust in.
Are those guys armed there at the headquarters?
It's in Virginia. In Virginia, when they were, not too long ago in Virginia, they rescinded reciprocity with just about every state they had reciprocity with. However, in Virginia, you don't have to have a permit to carry a gun in the open. So anybody going to Virginia really wasn't affected. All they had to do was just not cover their gun up. And they were legal in Virginia. Now, on the other hand, everybody going from Virginia to some other state would be in big trouble. So I would say, yeah. When I met with the guys at Second Call Defense at the NRA meetup in Kentucky, every one of those guys were carrying out in the open. I mean, they were carrying something out in the open. I mean, the guys that were not carrying, there was one guy, the cameraman for them. This guy had an HBT belt on underneath his sport coat. He looked quite, businesslike, but you pull his sport coat back and he's got the SIG 226 and a bunch of magazines and some other stuff on his belt just in case, so. Yeah, I would imagine that everybody in the NRA offices is toting a gun in some way or fashion.
Well, that would have been an interesting event if that ever would happen, because the terrorists wouldn't even stand a chance.
Yeah, they would find him shot with about 26 different calibers, I'm sure. I don't know. I say that, but I don't know. I don't know how that would work out. I would not. See, it's one thing to talk the talk. Somebody like that has never held a weapon. They've never seen a weapon. And they're talking about getting a bunch of guns and going eliminating everybody. Okay. It's just not quite that easy. But it's good talk, without a doubt. And it'll get you in a whole bunch of trouble. But I will ask Sean about that when he gets in here in the next segment. What is the update on that college professor? I hope he lost a job. I hope he loses everything he's got. Merry Christmas.
Well, I'm originally from Ohio, up in the Cleveland area, and they don't take too kindly to the having people threaten other people with firearms.
I can't think of anybody that does. I can't think of anybody. Hey, you're threatening me with a firearm, or let me turn the other cheek. Nope, you better hope you kill me, pal, because I'll be coming for you soon.
Well, I'm going to let you go back to work.
Yes, sir. Stay safe in the gun-free zone, please.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Having lunch in the gun-free zone. That just makes me sad, man. It just makes me sad. I don't like being sad. Hey, to say that this 2016 presidential election is dramatic would be quite an understatement. I've never seen this many revelations and leaks and shocking moments in one election. Now, we got Clinton consigliere, Huma Abedin's estranged husband, Anthony Weider. Who would have thought he would be the reason why the FBI criminal investigation would be reopened? I mean, that's something that a great movie would have in it. Now, Abedin has every reason to tell investigators what she knows about Hillary Clinton's illegal use of a home email server to transmit classified material. She may have already lied after being granted immunity, and Team Clinton should be nervous about what happens next. Clinton's poll numbers are cratering while alternative media sources scan through thousands of Democrat insider emails published by WikiLeaks. Once the job of the malfeasant mainstream media, the American public has to find the truth on a bizarre foreign website with a fugitive publisher hiding in London's Ecuadorian embassy. Even if Hillary's campaign chair, John Podesta's emails came from Russian intelligence, no one is denying their validity. Those electronic revelations are devastating, especially when it comes to the issue of immigration. In a paid private speech to a Brazilian bank on May 16, 2013, Clinton said, "My dream is a hemispheric common market with open trade and open borders." That transcript is proof that Hillary and her campaign has deliberately misled Americans about her elitist private views. And now we know why Sanders wanted Hillary's private speech transcripts released during the Democratic presidential primary. Her open borders dream is a nightmare for American workers. In the past year, the number of jobs held by recent immigrants, legal or otherwise, has increased more than five times faster than American-born workers. At rapid speed, companies are laying off American citizens and shipping jobs overseas, sometimes requiring American workers to train their foreign low-wage replacements before getting the axe. Since late 2007, the number of jobs held by American-born workers has declined by 1.5 million, but jobs held by immigrants, legal or otherwise, are up by 2 million. Immigration has a downward pressure on wages for struggling minorities, especially high school dropouts. Expanded immigration also negatively affects the wages of skilled technicians and mid-level computer workers. Clinton privately shares the views of her mega donors, such as technology moguls, who want expanded issuances of H-1B visas and green cards. They ultimately want complete open borders. So, in addition, her dream of open borders appears to include voters without borders. In an email on February 3rd, 2015, Podesta described the process in which illegal aliens with a driver's license can vote as long as they lie to election workers. 12 states and the District of Columbia grant driver's licenses to illegal aliens. Following Podesta's guide for lying on election day would have an especially large impact in California, as almost half of their driver's licenses are issued to illegals. Relaxed immigration laws, the growth of the welfare state mean more votes for Democrats. Then Hillary Clinton simultaneously receives more pro-amnesty contributions from corporate titans who consider themselves to be global citizens. U.S. Border Patrol agent Chris Cabrera recently explained on the Laura Ingraham show that the Obama administration treats immigration violations like a traffic ticket, even for aliens with extensive criminal records. Hillary wants to take it to the next step. Make the borders entirely open. For the sake of everything that is American. For the sake that of what is supposed to be a fair election. Hillary's dream has got to be interrupted. It's got to be stopped. It's got to be halted. It's got to be put down. We can't afford it. Nobody here wants it. Not really. Nobody really wants this. Even the people that are voting for her that don't know why they're, well, you know, she's a woman. Anything else? Coming up next will be the world according to Second Call Defense with CEO Sean Maloney. This is Lock and Load.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teenager or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.